Good day, everybody. It's Friday, April 27, 2018. How are you? We made it to Friday, but as always, we're not done yet. So don't be slacking off. We got a lot to do today, and it's Friday. A lot still left to do. So wherever you are in the world, unless you're already off from work, congratulations, you're ahead of us, but we're catching up. We still got a lot to do, but we are catching up, and we're going to catch up. So moving on. Today, I want to talk about, well, again, communication, being effective, being a leader, ensuring people know that they have the equipment, know how to use it. But when you have all of that, and make sure one key point when you're communicating to everybody and you're sending that message out is to set the standards. Set those standards. Not just, remember what I said about the audit? Know what they know what they need to know, and do everything you can to get them there. So what I'm getting at is when you set the standards, and somebody doesn't know how to do something, and they're close, or they're within arm's length of what they need to do. Now, if you need to send somebody to college for 4 years to become an accountant, I don't think you have that kind of time. I don't think the IRS is going to have that kind of time for you. So understand that you can send them to training, you can ensure that they can meet the standards, but if you're going to be paying for a four-year education, you don't have that kind of time, you don't have that kind of money, and most of all, you and your organization and everybody else in your organization does not have that kind of patience. So to keep the ball rolling and keep the organization moving forward is ensure that you set the standards and provide the skills development that they need to ensure that they can meet the standards within reason. Obviously, there are some things that are available to you. There are things that are available to them as employees, as the employer. But most of all, make sure that they utilize those things, that you give them the time to go get trained, that you give them the time to attend that seminar, you give them that time to go get certified. But to get that four-year degree, well, that's on you. But in the meantime, you're still going to need somebody to do that accounting work. So make sure it gets done. So folks, set your standards. Make sure everybody understands them. Make sure everybody comprehends and is in compliance with them and agrees to do them, and then provide the necessary skills development that they can achieve them, that your organization can achieve. And once all of that happens, you're good to go. You're making magic. But it's when you choose not to, or when they choose not to, well, again, it all falls on you. You get left holding the bag. You hired them and you didn't follow up. You get exactly what you deserve and your organization deserves. It is that simple. Folks, it's Friday. Get back to work, and I'll talk to you on Monday.